Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm a creative life coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Patricia Love back as my guest today. Join us for a conversation about confidence and what lights you up. Welcome, Patricia.
Well, thank you for having me back. I love doing this. It always makes my day. I get inspired, and it makes me have a better day going on. So I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you back. I don't know. I just love our conversations, and I love that you remind me of so many things that I've learned over the years and so many things that help me feel happy. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to talking to you about the topic of confidence and what lights you up. It's just, you know, I see so many people who could use some more confidence, and I think we all can. You know, like we've talked about before, confidence doesn't come from, you know, once you have confidence, it's not like for everything. You know, every time you try something new, you have to feel, no, that lack of confidence, but you have to be willing to keep going and keep doing until you gain the confidence. So, yeah, I'd love to hear what you have to say about confidence today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, confidence does ignite me up because it's been something that when I had my darkest hours at 57 years of age, I had no confidence. I had no self-worth. I had, you know, just everything was kind of what we call in the toilet, and it was like, how do you get out of this? And, you know, for me, it was a combination of certain things and the words that I use now moving forward, but confidence was always at the core of it, where I needed the confidence to trust myself. I needed the confidence to know that I could, you know, pay off those bills. I needed the confidence to know that, you know, I could do this. And really the whole first core thing is learning to trust in yourself. And it is a micro step. It is a one baby step at a time. And it's like learning anything new, like you mentioned earlier, is new things scare us. And so we sometimes don't want to do them because we're fearful of them, right? But if we can just take that mini micro step, that builds just a little bit of confidence, and then it keeps you moving forward. And confidence to me is key, because confidence to me is freedom. When I have that confidence in my mind and in my soul, and know that I can trust myself to do things, or that I can trust myself to learn things, that it's going to be okay, it moves me forward. And that's what I'm always constantly talking to my clients about, is that the confidence is the core, because everybody kind of believes, and we just chatted about this a minute ago, that, you know, if you're too confident, then you have a big ego and you're arrogant. And it's so not true. Confidence is very subtle. Confidence is trusting in yourself and growing and moving forward. That's confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, arrogance is totally different than confidence, and you know, people sometimes do get them mixed up, and that's too bad too, because you're right. I mean, confidence is not about ego. Confidence is, like you said, trusting yourself, your capital S self, the inner you, to do what's right.
To do what's right, to do what you always wanted to do, what ignites you, what excites you. And and because a lot of times we're just afraid. And, you know, we have to stop and think about those things, like, and pause and go, what am I afraid of? What can I do to build that confidence so I'm not afraid? And it's so interesting, and I want to give it a kind of an example here of why people, because a lot of people think they have confidence and other people think they have absolutely no confidence, but it's very evident when you actually start talking to people. So let me give you a kind of a story that happened to me. And what really kind of changed everything is that as a woman, we have a tendency to say, when somebody gives you a compliment, you know, like saying to me, oh, I just really love your hair today, or that dress looks really good on you. The first thing that most women do is to start stepping back, like, oh, really? You know, I just threw this dress on today. You know, oh, I just kind of feel fat in this. Oh, my hair, I didn't really wash it today, so I have to wear a cap. You know, it was always something negative.
Oh,
and
wow.
Actually, when you start saying negative things like that to yourself, you actually are now telling the person that told you that compliment that they don't have any clue. You're now giving them, making them feel bad, like they don't have the confidence to know that you look good. When in reality, and this is what happened to me, is that a gentleman was said to me one day, gosh, Patricia, you look really good. Well, and I started doing that backlash, you know, like, oh, you know, I didn't wash my hair today, blah, blah, blah. And he just looked at me and says, Patricia, why don't you just say thank you?
Yeah.
Ever since that moment, that stuck with me. And it's when I started to just say thank you to people who complimented me,
mm-hmm.
it started building my confidence up because I wasn't giving myself negative self-worth. But I also was emboldening and encouraging this other person, like, wow, you've got good taste, and they want to feel good. So when you say thank you, you're not only making yourself feel good, you're making the other person feel good too.
Is such a great point. I have told so many people, just say thank you. And I had never realized what you just said is so true. It's like,
yeah, it's
both
simple.
Of you.
It's so simple.
Yeah,
and
it's
such a simple two words that people don't understand, but you hear it all the time. I mean, how many times have you complimented somebody and they just start being negative about themselves?
Wow. And then think about this too. So all of a sudden, instead of just saying thank you, which is accepting it and thinking to yourself, I am this or whatever, you know, I am looking good today or I am feeling confident today. Instead of that, they're having this whole negative conversation out loud about why.
Yeah, out loud. And you're making the other person feel bad. So like, for instance, if I complimented you, and, or
uh-huh.
something, and you started going negative words or different things, then in my own self-esteem, it's like, wow, am I missing something?
Because
she didn't wash her hair? Did I? Maybe she doesn't look as good as I think she does? You know what I mean? If there is this negative, you know, vibration that comes through you, like, wow, maybe I made a mistake. When in reality, you didn't. So it really is important that you say that thank you, because now you're going to build that other person's confidence that they have good taste. And also the, your own confidence that you do look good. And even if you didn't wash your hair or put on your makeup, just say thank you.
Yeah.
It's all that's so important. And it's such, and I bring this up because it's such a little thing anybody can do, because people are always asking me, how do I build confidence? And I'm always saying one baby step, one micro step at a time. And a lot of times
mm-hmm.
it's just two words by saying thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing when you start saying thank you, because at first you're kind of, when people compliment you and you actually say those words, you actually
uh-huh.
notice you're saying the words, but you're also noticing that, wow, I didn't say anything but negative about myself, and that feels good. I feel confident. I am actually feeling more confident. And pretty soon it's like you're building yourself up. So it's, again, I only bring it up because it's such a small thing that can make a big, huge result.
I have always loved the words thank you, but now I just type them out all in caps. Thank you, exclamation point. You know, it's just such a great reminder of how I had not thought of it the way you said it, where it makes you feel better but also makes the other person feel better. I mean,
yeah.
I had thought about that. But not consciously. Let's say that.
Well,
yeah.
And I think that's a lot of things that we go through life and we don't think consciously. I mean, let's be real. We you know, we kind of just go through life on a hamster wheel, right? And it's so important to really step back and realize. And when that person said that to me, I was like, whoa! All I do need, because I heard my negative voice coming out loud, you know.
Wow.
And it was like, wow. That really makes a difference. I can even feel it in my body. And so when you're building those things up, that means you could, when you start building those little pieces of confidence up, that makes you want to do better. That makes you want to grow more. That makes you want to learn more. And
mm-hmm.
it just starts with one baby step. And so it's so important by And I say this because people need to acknowledge, and that's one of my five beautiful words, as I call them, my five diamonds. People need to acknowledge that maybe I was being a little negative, and maybe I was not being as confident as I thought I was. Because, mm-hmm. as I mentioned to you earlier, we have a tendency as human beings to lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we're not
to lie
honest.
To ourselves.
We don't want to know the truth. Yeah, we don't want to know the truth. Because that's like, ooh, that's negative. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that about me. But if you don't know the truth, then
right.
you can't change it. It's, you know, if you can't fix something if you don't acknowledge it.
Right. That is so true. Oh, my gosh. That is so true.
So it just starts with baby steps with everything. And I find that for me, mm-hmm. and coming from a very dark place and taking those one steps at a time, it's really, you know, kind of boomerang me into a place of happiness and peacefulness, because I use these words and I acknowledge my mistakes and my acknowledge things and I forgive myself and I check my mindset and, you know, how is my confidence today? And I check those things daily, and it takes me like a minute to do it. But
mm-hmm.
it really sets the tone for that night, a good night's sleep, and the next day.
Yeah, that's really, really true.
Yeah,
oh,
and it's
my
just
gosh.
Being intentional. Yeah, you know what? Everything is just really being intentional and really taking that pause for yourself to acknowledge what you need to acknowledge or to create what you want to create in your life. Because if you don't pause and you're on that hamster wheel, what happens? You can't get off, and you're just overwhelmed, and you're anxiety driven, and everything else. And it's hard to build confidence when you're just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that is so true. And you know, I love what you said about being intentional. That's, you know, actually that gets back to the power of intention. You know, and actually thinking about
mm-hmm.
how do I want to live my life. You know, what do I always want to do? What do I never want to do? And what do I want to do now? You know, how do I really want to live my life? And that's being
yeah.
intentional.
And well,
about,
and that, it's being intentional. And because of the way society is right now, with everything very fast and instant, and life is everybody doesn't have any patience. You know, they want everything now.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming so common that it's becoming normal. And in reality, it's not normal not to be happy, because we're really
yeah.
born to be happy and enjoy life. And everything that comes into it now kind of creates anxiety and overwhelmness, when we can just step off that hamster wheel and just learn to be intentional about our intentions. But, I mean, here's another good example. You know, how many times do we get into a shower, right? At least I do. Maybe you do too, or maybe you don't. When I go into the shower, those are the best ideas that come popping out of my
brain. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And why is that? Because there's nothing I can't do anything. I can't get on the phone. I can't do anything with the kids. I'm taking a shower, and I'm feeling nature of water running over my face, and there's just a feeling of pause. You might say, and
yeah,
that's
where a
lot
good
of
point.
People get their yeah, and that's the feeling. And I thought about this back in the day, and I thought, that's the feeling I want. I want it all
yeah.
the time, but I can't be in the shower all day long for 24 hours, right? So it's like, how can I do that? And that's when it kind of where I kind of came up with, you know, pausing and taking that time out. And stepping off that hamster wheel so I could build that confidence, so I could be intentional, so I could grow and do something. That seemed to be where my best life was, when I paused and had a really quietation. And I call it quietation because meditation is just too big for me. You know,
uh-huh.
meditation, I think we may have chatted about this before, but meditation
yeah.
is like, I feel like I need to be a monk. I feel like I need to be, you know, and everything. But in reality, it's all you need to do is quiet your mind and quiet
yeah.
yourself. And when I
look
at things like that, it makes it easier.
Yeah, and you know what you said, though, about the shower, and the other thing about the shower a lot of times is, a lot of the time you're in the shower, if you're washing your hair at least, you're got your eyes closed too. You not only feel the water, mm-hmm. you're in the moment. You're totally in the mm-hmm. moment. You've got your eyes closed. And I found that for me, just closing my eyes for a few seconds or maybe a few minutes if I have time with a timer on, it's all of a sudden you shut your eyes and you don't have all this overwhelm of all the things to look at and to think about. And you're right. I mean, it's amazing how that little bit of quietude, I love that word, quietude
yeah,
can really make a difference.
Yeah, quietation or quietude, it makes a big difference. And it also helps people to realize they don't need to be overwhelmed by meditation. Because
right.
What overwhelmed, I like to simplify things. In my life, I like things simple. I like things fun. I want to grow, but I want to do it in a joyous way as much as possible. And when I ever mm-hmm. thought about meditation, I would get anxiety. It's like, no, I just need to quiet myself like I'm in the shower and enjoy it and find fun in it and find the intentions. It's like anything else. When we can just take our mind off of other things, a lot of times that's why people run.
Right.
Because they get into nature or they get into, anything that's exercise. Sometimes they can go into the zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what you're doing is just kind of going into the zone, where you can find yourself and acknowledge who you are, be truthful and say, hey, why am I not doing more? Is it because I'm not feeling confident about myself? Is it because I feel confident in this one area but not in this other area? You know, and it's
mm-hmm.
really acknowledging and being really intentional about what you feel inside so that you can move forward in a good and confident way too and build yourself up. Because that's the key is building yourself and growing. And when you grow and learn, that's confidence.
Yeah,
it's not arrogant,
that is so true.
Learning.
My husband just walked in and dropped off a post-it note. He says he's listening to the show. He says just before you drop off to sleep, and he was meaning I think about the ideas. So you know, and it's so true. The edge of consciousness just before you go to sleep or when you're just waking up. That's a lot of times when ideas will come by and. So it's a good idea to have something down.
To write on. Well, and that's also a lot of times I'll have like a little notepad by my bed, and I'll actually intentionally get up and write it down or something so I don't forget. Because we come up with these fantastic ideas and thoughts and everything, and then we don't write them down. And then the next day it's kind of like they're out of your mind because real life started happening again.
I know,
but
and it's so easy to get distracted and to forget what you were doing, to even go into the next room and go, what was I going to do?
I do that all the time, you know, and, you know, I hate to say I did that when I was younger and I do it when I'm older, but it's still something that's like, so I really now intentionally say, Tricia, if you want to remember this, write it down, you know, and that's interesting, like, because, and I did that, and this has made a big difference because we were talking about my dark time at 57 when I really started changing my life. And
mm-hmm.
I was going through this energy change in this really dark place and trying to take my power back. And those five words that I've talked to you about, my five diamonds, those came to my mind. And I had no idea at the time that I was going to write these down. But I said to myself, oh, my God, I got these five words into my head. Why are they here? I better write them down. And if I hadn't written down acknowledgement, forgiveness, mindset, accountability, and perseverance, I might not have be where I am today.
Yeah.
So to me,
that
changed my perspective.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, so often, Wayne Dyer used to say, the morning breeze has secrets to tell you. Get up and write them down. And
that's true.
He would wake up at 3:13 in the morning. And so often, I wake up at that time and I'll have this idea. And so I go into, I don't have a pad of paper near my bed because I don't want to turn on the light for my husband. So I go into the bathroom and I get a post-it note and write it down on the post-it note and stick it up on the mirror so I'll see it when I get up in the morning.
That's perfect. But also it makes it easier for you to go back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I found that when I don't get up and write it down, I definitely can't go back to sleep. The morning breeze will keep going.
You're afraid you're
gonna write this down.
Yeah, and so why not just take care of it immediately, right? Because you're scared you're going to forget. And a lot of people get distracted and think, my God, I can't sleep. I don't know why. Well, probably because you had something in your mind, and then if you had just written it down, you could kind of back to sleep within 2 minutes. So,
yeah. Okay, now we only have 10 minutes left, believe it or not. I can't believe how fast the time is going. So I'd like you to go over the five words plus the sixth one, and
yes,
just briefly.
I added that one later, which is always interesting. You know, it was the sixth word is gratitude, but it was just something that I added, which I've always felt very, you know, it was important to add to it. But my, you know, my five words, and again, I want people to understand these are very simple things and simple words, and I now, you know, live by them daily. When I say daily, I kind of take an inventory at nighttime. You know, I will say to myself, acknowledgement. Do I need to acknowledge that maybe I wasn't the, you know, maybe I made a mistake, or maybe I judged somebody by accident, or maybe I did something. So, you know, when I first began doing this, it took a long time because I had a lot of work to do, right? But now it's very easy to do. So I acknowledge being truthful with myself and understanding that if I don't acknowledge something, I can't fix it. So what did I do during the day that I maybe need to fix? Forgiveness. Do I need to forgive somebody today? Did I do something? Maybe I said something maybe I didn't really like about it, you know, because we're not perfect. You know, we are imperfect human beings. And so did I do something? Do I need to forgive somebody for them doing something to me? Or do I need to forgive myself? Did I do something that I didn't like? And all those little things really add up. And then the third one being mindset, I constantly am saying, how was your mindset today, girl? Was it positive? Did you have a little negativity? Did you have a little bit of something, you know, that wasn't quite right? Were you being enraged, or were you yelling at the drivers down the road? You know, was there something that was your mindset really not in a good place? Because when it isn't a good place, things usually run very smoothly. Like when I went to a parking out on a Sunday to pick up about five different things at different parking lots, packed place, but I got a parking spot every single moment that I needed it in front because my mindset was in a good place. So I had to always check my mindset. Accountability. I have to check my accountability because, honestly, I am the only one that needs to be accountable for myself. I can have an accountability partner, but they're busy too. They can't always check on me. So I have to be accountable to myself. Did you celebrate yourself? Did you do everything you said you were going to do today? And then perseverance. And I want to bring up perseverance because people always get to this time and they're, you know, they want to keep going, but they don't know how to. And so what happens? Habits come in, start going backwards. Where perseverance, I want people to write down their why they want to change. Write it down so hard and detailed that you cry if you pick that up and read it again, and that will keep you persevering so you never go back to that place again. And that's what I did. And of course, gratitude is ultimately important because I'm not just grateful for being grateful, I'm grateful for everything I have, talking to you, the food I eat, you know, that I woke up today, because I believe that sometimes being grateful has become a very normalized word. I'm very grateful. Well, what are you grateful for? So I'm very in tune with being grateful in my life. And so those are my five diamonds, and I call them my five diamonds because diamonds are built under pressure, and they become beautiful. And there's always diamonds in the rough. And I believe we're all just diamonds in the rough just waiting to be polished up.
I love that. I never would have figured that out on my own, why you had called them your five diamonds, but that makes so much sense.
Yeah, because we're overwhelmed and under pressure, you know, so much.
Yeah, that's so true. And what you said about gratitude, oh gosh, gratitude is so important too. Gratitude, appreciation, and love, all three of those. And thank you, the word thank you. You know, I think a lot of, I ask myself, what am I grateful for? Who am I thankful for? What do I appreciate? Those are three of the questions I like to ask myself a lot throughout the day because, you know, they're all similar and yet they give you a little bit different answers too, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many things to, I just don't like going through the day to be going through the day. I want to appreciate the day. I want to be thankful for the day. And it really changes your life and your perspective when you can be that way.
That is so true. That's true. Yeah. And I think that too many people, I mean, God, how do I want to say this? Too many people take everything for granted. You know, they just...
Yes, that's a good way of saying
even,
it.
That they wake up, or that they have a family, or they have friends, or they have work, or they have, you know, whatever they have in their life. You know, they just... Like you said,
yeah,
food on the table.
And they get a big jolt. I mean, today I'm grateful that I'm not in Florida and have hurricanes running around me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so grateful. I mean, I feel bad for these people. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Right now, I'm very grateful because I don't have an earthquake because I'm in Seattle, you know. So,
yeah.
But I'm grateful for today. And just taking one day at a time is really important, one step at a time.
Yeah. One day at a time, one step at a time. Yeah, that's definitely the way I live my life, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you can have your plans of what you want to do, but, you know, what you always want to do, what you never want to do, what you want to do now. But you
exactly.
have to do them all in the now. You know?
In the now, and just being in the now will build your confidence and taking a step at a time and growing and stepping outside your comfort zone just a slight bit. Because that will give you a celebration of more confidence that I was able to do something. I was able to check something off. I was able to do what I said I was going to do today. That builds confidence, but you just have to be intentional about it. And I use that word a lot, but when you are intentional about something, it will work and it will move you forward.
Yeah. And it's so true that, you know, we learn by doing. We don't learn or we don't get confidence by just waiting. Oh, dance when I have confidence. I'll sing when I have confidence. I'll write a book when I have confidence. No,
yeah,
you get confidence by starting to do it and doing it wrong and learning from it and then doing it again.
Exactly. That's what it is. Confidence is doing. And that's,
yeah.
And that's how you build it every single day.
Yeah. Wow. We only have 3 minutes left, and I just wanted to remind us all of your three things that you've talked about the very first time I think that I had you on the show is I can, I choose to, I get to. And those are all choices that what we talked about today, that we can,
yeah,
we choose to, we get to. And you can, you choose to, you get to. It's just, you know, a reminder. I wrote those down on a 3x5 card, and I still have it next to where I have my coffee in the morning. And it's a great reminder.
Those are three beautiful words, can, choose, and get to, four words, I guess. But I use those two daily, and I think about them and appreciate them.
Yeah. Well, we have 2 minutes left, so what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Okay. Well, I have three things I would actually like to leave them with, and we've chatted about them a bit, but I think they're very important for people to get to start something, because I think that people have a hard time getting started and moving forward and being intentional. So the first thing I would say is pause. Take a pause. Step off the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can start to step off the hamster wheel, you can start to think. Second thing is start to change the way you look at things, because then the things you look at change. Again, a Wayne Dyer, you know, quote, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And being intentional, like, wow, maybe if I look at this a little differently, I can do something differently and do differently, get different results. And then the third thing is remind yourself to take baby steps, micro steps, half a step. You don't have to have it all done, because those little teeny micro steps will get you to the same place, and it won't be as harsh, because when you take too many steps at one time, you get overwhelmed and you get over anxious, and anxiety steps in, and then you stop.
You know,
baby
that's so
steps.
True. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it reminds me of a couple of the posters that I put of yours that you put on Instagram. I want to see what happens if I don't give up. And you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step.
That's exactly. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Just, you know,
yeah.
You can always, you know, if you have to take a half a step backwards, that's fine, too. But you know, at least you have the next step that you're looking forward to. But one step at a time, one micro step at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the ways that you live your music, Patricia. I love talking with
well,
you.
Well, I love music, so I live myself in music, too. That's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I love that you get it. Live your music. It means live your heart's mm-hmm. desires and be intentional about it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the show. I want
thank you for having me.
Out there to listen to the show, but share it with your friends and live your music. Bye for now, everyone. Bye for now, Patricia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.